Kenny.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on BizTalk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
Welcome to hour number two, your Saturday here, Garden America. Good afternoon to our friends on the East Coast. And for the rest of us, good Saturday morning as the weekend continues. Thank you for spending part of your time with us. If you're on Facebook Live, we do appreciate it as you view what's going on. John@gardenamerica.com. That works for questions, comments, as does our Facebook Live page. You can also call us at 855-424-9825 as we kick off hour number two, 7 minutes after the hour.
Few people on Facebook recommended with the ant problem, cinnamon.
Yeah, I've never had any success with cinnamon.
You know, I think we did that on the windowsill last year, and it was up for debate whether it worked or not. At first, I thought, oh, this is
smells
good.
Good.
And then a few got
why
through.
Not?
A few got through.
It's better than putting
But if you want to put it on your kitchen, the kitchen counter maybe, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
There was a song written about that whole thing with the ants trying to get in.
Marching, the ants go marching two by two.
No, with the cinnamon and like cinnamon, let me in.
Oh,
isn't it something
it's
like
an old
that?
60s song? And I forget who did that, but yeah, one potato, two potato, three potato, four. Open up cinnamon, I want more. Yeah. You don't even know what we're talking
not
about. You know what? You don't need to. You didn't miss much there. Did you get any email questions during the break, John?
No, I did not.
It's a little slow today. For the emailers, huh?
You know, we just got through two, almost 3 weeks of high humidity, right?
Yeah.
And the tropicals just took off.
Right.
Oh, the hibiscus love this kind of weather.
The palms, the Kentia palms, the king palms, just completely. And then after all the rain this past winter with the water, they've been doing really good.
I keep threatening to get a hibiscus. I have to do it. At least one, just for some color, good color.
Yeah. You know, Friday, I went over to visit Ping Lim, who's one of the world's most famous rose breeders.
Don't we auction off some of his roses?
We do, and he'll be at our auction again this year in October.
Great.
And, but he's also breeding hibiscus. And he took me to show me all the hibiscus, and what he's working on is he wants short, compact hibiscus with big flowers and lots of buds. So I was looking at these plants that were maybe knee high, and you know, usually you have a stem come up and a flower bud at the end. He would have four or five
flowers.
Yeah, on each stem. Wow.
Really?
Big standard hibiscus flowers, too?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, is that a totally brand new thing, or is that just something?
Yeah, it's all his work.
Wow.
So they'll be releasing some of that stuff pretty soon, but he's done a lot of work with hibiscus. I was surprised. He's also working on agapanthus. He's got some with black stems, one with a flat stem, which is weird because, you know, the flower stem is round.
Round.
But he's got some with flat stems.
People like that are like mad scientists. They just, you know, put that white lab coat on and get in there and just go for it, you know?
Well, his roses are amazing. He's working on disease resistance. And the same thing on roses. He's like working to make the roses really bushy, compact, with shiny foliage.
Mm.
Kind of stuff you like.
I love the shiny foliage.
Yeah.
I really do. How are your roses doing? Mine are doing very well.
Yeah, mine are doing well. I'm really nervous because I'm leaving. I won't be back till Friday. I'm gone tomorrow. I won't be back till Friday. And I know it's getting a little cooler, so everything should be okay. But the stuff that's in pots.
I'm sure your sons will take care of them for
you. Oh, yeah,
well,
like
Jesse's
they have
gonna
in the
be out of town. But Joe said that he would. So I'll trust Joe.
But, and you know, here's the thing. And he may do a good job, but you know what? Those are yours. And they're not going to get the kind of love that they would normally receive.
Well, he does know that any time I go out in the yard, I know if one thing is
different.
Is out of, oh,
is
yeah.
Is out of place? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. Danny goes, how did you see that? Whether it's in the house or something's moved. I take it all in. I'm detail-oriented.
He trimmed cut the grass and edged and everything for us a few weeks ago. And I came in and I said, hey, I'm just wondering, was that the weed eater that chewed up the leaves on that one daylily, or do we have snails?
And then he says it matter of fact.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to know if I had snails. I really did. And he says, what are you talking about? Yeah. And I go, well,
what you talking about, Willis?
Yeah, something happened. So I think I got him to admit that it was a weed eater.
Well, I remember as a kid cutting the lawn and using an edger, old Briggs & Stratton. And I wasn't that old either, so I probably shouldn't have been around equipment like that. But Toro lawnmower, Briggs & Stratton, and every couple of weeks out there.
The old edgers used to be hand edgers. You would have to go through, and there would be that wheel with the spokes on it.
Right.
And you would put, it was really hard to push.
Yeah, and it never turned real easy.
It never did.
Yeah.
Never did, especially after you used it once.
Right. It was always a very difficult task.
Anything on Facebook new we should be aware of, Tiger, as you scroll down there?
Yeah, I wanted to mention, though, we were talking about hibiscus, that if you visit Tahiti, remember that if the woman has the hibiscus behind her right ear.
She's available?
She's available.
Is that how they do that?
Looking to get married.
I like that. That's
big,
good.
Big billboard saying, I'm available.
Okay, but the other side would
be,
I'm taken.
A single red hibiscus.
I'm available.
Yep.
That's good.
It's any other color. I'm not sure what that means.
Yeah.
What's that? What's different that things. Hibiscus site, though, that has everything, John?
Exotic dash.
I think Sudan sent me that.
Exotic-hibiscus.com.
That link. Yeah. So you feel at ordering, they arrive. Have you ordered from them before? I'm just curious.
I've gotten a lot of hibiscus from him.
Curious
a lot of my hibiscus
how well they arrive.
From him.
How well they arrive.
They arrive fine.
Okay.
Take a drive up to Fallbrook. Take the train. and see what they're like.
They're, hello.
Yeah, we're hearing the studio.
Okay,
not anymore, though. There we go.
There is something on Facebook that kind of is a good topic for general gardening. And it is confusing because every day that I'm in the nursery, I almost get this question regarding what are, you know, differences between fertilizers, soils, amendments, potting soils, things like that. And some people come in and they say, hey, I need a soil. And then they go up to the fertilizer rack and they just need, they're wanting a fertilizer, but they think of that as soil. Or they're going to pot something up and they just grab a bag of soil amendment, not a bag of potting soil. So one of the questions that came across is maybe you could explain what the difference between soil additives do and what they're used. For example, amendments, fertilizer, mulch, compost, etc. That it gets confusing because there's so many products out there.
And we should mention, too, and we've talked about this before, that a lot of the new soils have a lot of the stuff that you used to have to add to a soil.
Right, yeah. So there's a lot of potting soil mixes that come with fertilizers in them, you know, that are good to go for a while, but you need to eventually add a fertilizer. And so when you're planting things, that's when you would want to use an amendment, a soil amendment, a planting mix, a compost. That's when you're initially planting the plants. And you're just ordering, putting in organic material that's going to help the plant maybe get established a little bit better than what your existing native soil is. Now, later on down the road, when you want to just keep the plants healthy and strong, that's when you're using a fertilizer. That usually comes in a liquid, granular, powder form, like we talked about this morning. And that's something you add seasonally, monthly, depending on what it is, to be able to keep the plant healthy, strong, and growing, because they do use up fertilizers in the soil pretty well. And especially if you're growing vegetable crops, you need to keep feeding them through the growing season.
Are you looking at me when you say that?
Exactly.
With my veggie pot.
Because you have your veggie pot, and now you're going to need to fertilize it regularly.
Mm-hmm.
But then the last thing we would touch on would be mulches. These are things like bark. Some people even use a compost as a mulch, shredded bark products. You know, there's the rubber mulches out there. And these are products that people use as a soil covering that keeps weeds at bay, that keeps moisture in the ground.
I was going to say moisture is a big thing, isn't it?
It is. It's a huge thing. But I recommend something that's fast breaking down, because I think my opinion of mulch is something that's actually adding to the soil. So this is something like a wood chip or a shredded mulch, something that's going to actually return some value to the soil. Because in what you're trying to do is you're trying to simulate a forest floor, whether it's a rainforest or a, you know, redwood forest.
All the natural things that would happen in that forest.
Exactly. You know, the rubber mulches and some of those other products that don't return much are good. They're decorative. They do keep weeds at bay. They do keep moisture in. But I'm a bit more of a fan of something that's going to break down and actually return some organic material into the soil. So I think that kind of touches on the three basics out there, and, you know, it goes from there.
We're going to jump in here. We're going to jump in and take a break because I don't hear the music, but I'm looking at the time. So there's the music with under 5 seconds to go. So stay with us. Garden America is going to be coming right back.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours.
Harris.
Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john at gardenamerica.com.
Two minutes after the hour, back here on your Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon if you're on the East Coast, and we do appreciate you tuning in, watching us on Facebook or listening wherever you are, streaming Biz Talk Radio. This is Garden America, Brian Main, John Begnasco, Tiger Palafox at 855-424-9825. Make John feel welcome. Send an email, john@gardenamerica.com, or again, post your questions, comments on Facebook. Let's go to the phones the old-fashioned way. Lila in Poway, California, here in San Diego, is on. Lila, what is your question? Good morning to you. Thank you for calling. How can we help you?
Good morning. My question is, I don't know whether it's pronounced iachroma or iachroma, but mine has some grayish bumps on it, and I thought it might be scale, but you touch them, and then they turn to powder, and inside it's kind of a lavender color. So I was wondering, what do I do to get rid of this?
A lavender color. So wait a minute. Describe that again. It's got gray bumps on it?
Gray bumps, and then if you touch them, you know how usually a scale is hard? This is kind of soft, and on the inside there's like a soft gray powder. Powder-like consistency.
And describe where this is at on the plant. Is this on the leaf? Is this on the stem? It's on the stem.
It's on the stem. Uh-huh.
And, I mean, I know iachroma isn't a large shrub or anything, so obviously these are probably small gray bumps, something
actually,
the size
mine's
of...
mine's pretty large.
Well, yeah, iachroma gets pretty big.
Well, but I mean, it's not
mine's
a tree,
like
meaning
tall.
It's not like a gall or something like that is, I'm sorry, relevant size, I'm sorry.
And you said it was 5 feet tall?
Yeah, it's 5 feet tall, about 3 feet wide.
Yeah. So you know, what I'm getting at is, you know, some, you know, trees sometimes develop fungal issues where if you touch them, they have dust in them or something like that. But it doesn't seem like this. This actually seems like a bug.
I don't know. I can't see bugs, but it could be something microscopic.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting.
Do you have a way to take a picture of it?
Yeah, but I don't know how to send the pictures.
That's all right.
That's okay.
You know what I would do would be, if you can cut off a little stem there, you're in Poway, and if you go over to Walter Anderson's nursery in Poway. They've got that microscope there that you can just show them the insect or whatever you think it is and let them look at it under a microscope, and they can tell you for sure.
Okay. Yeah.
And they're happy to do that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's a really good idea, okay, because it kind of sounds like maybe some kind of fungal thing to me, but, yeah, it's hard to determine right from that description.
Yeah, and there are scales that are softer shells, too. Mm-hmm. They're not always hard, and then there's also woolly aphids,
mm-hmm.
and it could be a bunch of different things. If you don't want to take the time to go over there, and you just want a surefire cure for whatever it is, if you use Bayer's Rose and Flower Insect Killer, I think it's all in one.
All in one, because it's disease and insect.
Yeah. Right, all in one, and you just mix that up and pour it at the base of the plant. It'll give it a shot of fertilizer, plus any insect or disease that it has, it'll protect it for about 2 months.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I love Viachroma. There's a lot of new colors of Viachroma.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're in bloom, the whole plant is just covered. It's really a nice plant.
Hey, we look forward to seeing you soon, Lila. I hope we do somewhere down the road.
Well, you'll see me on the trip, I hope, too.
There you go. That's what I was alluding to. That's great.
If we don't see you soon, we'll see you at the Hampton Court Flower Show.
Yeah.
Right. Thanks a lot.
Okay,
you betcha.
Thanks for calling.
You betcha.
Take care.
Hey, since we are in hour number two, we should mention it once again, the trip to England happening the first week of July 2018. Go to our website, gardenamerica.com. And, John, you fixed the little glitch that was on the page?
Yeah, the link wasn't. I made a mistake putting the link up, but the link works now, and it takes you right to the Earthbound Expedition.
The entire itinerary is there. It's magnificent.
Day by day. Yeah, it's really going to be an exciting tour.
They do a great job. You know, it's funny, speaking of Earthbound Expeditions, the first day that we met at the hotel in Italy, mm-hmm. and we were doing a little meet and greet, I saw two guys sitting in the corner, and I said, hey, you guys obviously must be Garden America listeners, and they go, no, we just know how good these trips are. We heard about the trip, we've gone on Earthbound Expeditions before, we know Matthew, we thought this would be a good trip. So that's how good they are.
Nice.
Excellent. Yeah, he does a great job. Super job. Now, you mentioned are we going to the Chelsea Flower Show, or is that
No, we're going to the Hampton Court Flower
Show. Which you say is better.
Well, I don't know, because I've only been to Chelsea, and Chelsea was the best flower show I've ever been to in my life. So
we'll see, huh?
I'm going by what our friend Susan told us, and she's who has been there, and she said it was so good she wants to go again.
That's great.
Yeah,
beautiful.
So, you know, I started to mention before, one of the things one of the negative things about the Chelsea Flower Show is that it's in May, the end of May, and things in England aren't quite in bloom then. So all the roses had to be grown in greenhouses. Yeah. But in July when we go, all the roses should be in full bloom. And I hear some of the rose displays are fantastic.
Well, especially if you're going for a trip. Because, I mean, if you live in England and you go to the Chelsea Flower Show, that's one thing. Because later on in the season, you're going to see gardens in their full glory.
Right.
But if you're going for a trip and you're going just for the Chelsea Flower Show, when you travel around the surrounding area, like you say, the gardens aren't going to be wonderful. They'll still be young. And
yeah, there was a lot of spring stuff,
right?
You know, like lilacs and things like
but
that.
Not rhododendrons
and azaleas,
kind of
but you know, all the summer stuff that you think about blooming in England,
mm-hmm.
That you'd see in a perennial border or the roses, which they're mm-hmm. famous for. You just did not see. So looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, last break when we came out, you were talking about soil amendments and things that you add to the soil. And I know we mention this a lot, but it never hurts to emphasize that what Tiger was talking about was building up the soil and the plants will take care of themselves. Just anything you add to the soil should feed the soil and the microorganisms that are in the soil. If you use an organic or an inorganic, a chemical fertilizer,
you're feeding the plant.
Those are all salts, though. So anytime you add a chemical fertilizer to the soil, you will kill something living in the soil.
Doesn't that mess with the pH level when you do that or not?
It may not. It may be a neutral pH. It could. But it physically will kill some of the soil bacteria. Some of the beneficial organisms. It doesn't mean you're going to destroy your soil forever, but it makes the plants more dependent on you giving them more fertilizer later on because they can't get the food from the soil anymore.
You want to expound on that after the break?
All right, if you want.
Yeah, we like. I love hearing you talk, John. It's very nice.
Soothing voice.
855-424-9825, just like Lila did. John at GardenAmerica.com or Facebook Live. Questions, comments. Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco, Brian Main for your Saturday. Thank you for tuning in. Garden America, Biz Talk Radio, coming right back.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own business? Do you want to have more control of your income? Then now is the time to start and grow a business. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur, I have succeeded, I have bit the dust, I have bounced back to growth and prosperity. But this would not have been possible without first taking a leap and owning my own business. So join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you. And you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
We play Request every now and then. That goes out to our good buddy John Bagnasco in Fallbrook, California. Moody Blues with a voice. It harkens back to my DJ days. Got a call from John Bagnasco, Fallbrook, California, with the voice in the Moody Blues on your Saturday morning. Anyway, welcome back. It is Garden America. Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. Hope you're having a good time watching us on Facebook, 855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com. You're on Biz Talk Radio, 36 minutes after the hour.
And it's Spider Mite question.
Yes, Spider Mite question from...
Was it Linda?
Linda, yes.
Yep. Linda in Redding?
Yes.
please say what you told was the first response.
Oh, yeah.
I was just being silly. Just saying you should move.
Well, because they're so difficult to get rid of.
They are. You know, white flies, the same thing. But... one thing that exacerbates...
You want to clear your throat? I thought I'd help you there.
There you go.
Is that all right?
That's good. Yeah. You sound good now.
All right. One thing that exacerbates both white fly and spider mites are chemical fertilizers that we were talking about. So the first thing to do is make sure you're not using water-soluble fertilizers like... Miracle-Gro.
Now, I was going to say, nothing that has Miracle in it, right?
because that's going to make the problem even more difficult.
Very thin cell walls.
Yeah, it does make plants grow fast, but then you've got the insect problems. So, but if you're not doing that and you still have the problem because you can get spider mites under hot, dry weather, one of the things that you can do depends on what the plant is, too. Mm-hmm,
right.
Because you can use systemics in the soil that will help to take care of it. Or you can use, what was the Fertilome product that you liked? The neem and...
The spinosad soap or the soap. Triple action?
Yeah, spinosad soap.
Yeah, triple
soap.
Action will work, too.
Triple action?
Yeah.
So those would all take care of it.
Yeah.
But... one of the main things to do is make sure you're using the organic foods.
Yeah. Keeping the plant healthy.
Right.
The natural way.
Yeah. Most general purpose insecticides don't take care of spider mites.
Right.
You need a miticide.
A miticide.
You want to make sure there's a miticide in them. Mm-hmm. So, and they're usually added to different, I think Science Products has some particular miticides that you can use.
Yeah, and then don't get confused with spiders and spider mites. Spider mites are very difficult to see,
right.
And they just have a little bit of a small webbing. Spiders are, bigger, and you can walk into their webs.
Right, and spiders don't hurt plants.
Not at all.
Do you ever see the expression of somebody's face when they walk into a spider web unknowingly?
Well,
arms flailing, and
if you walk at the nursery right when we open at 8 a.m., if you're walking through the nursery, mm-hmm. and you'll just watch people as they meander through the paths freshly for the first time, There's webs all over,
sure.
and you'll see them flailing and ducking.
Yeah, and pulling stuff out of their hair and stuff.
Exactly.
I have an email from our good friend Keith in Point Loma, and he says, good morning, garden buddies. A couple of weeks ago, I bought an amaryllis inside and put it in a north-facing window. It seems to be doing fine, but it looks like it's really reaching for the sun. It's growing exceptionally tall and fast. Do you think I should put it back outside or just enjoy it where it is?
Hmm.
I wonder. I don't think amaryllis are blooming this time of year unless he's talking about a true amaryllis, Amaryllis belladonna, which are starting to bloom this time of year.
Yeah, but yeah, I was going to say this isn't the time of year for.
Right. So
could be reaching for the stars.
Well, the worst place to put it is in a north-facing window, mm-hmm. because there's very little light to begin with indoors, and north-facing window is going to get no direct light at all, so the plant is going to stretch. And I guess it's okay. It'll continue to grow and build up its bulb for next year's bloom or this winter's bloom, but I don't know. Putting it back outside would actually be better for it.
I was going to suggest putting it outside. I've seen people have them inside, and they get very long and stretchy looking. And
that's called etiolated growth.
Oh, yeah? It actually has a term?
Yeah.
And that's what his is appearing to do now with it reaching.
Right, exactly. And so if you put it outside, it usually will create a more compact, little more healthy-looking plant down the road.
What kind of growth is that, John?
Etiolated.
It usually
etiolated.
Usually, you use that when you're referring to if you've ever had a cactus or a succulent, and you're growing and trying to grow it indoors. Like if you've got a cactus, it's a nice round ball,
right.
and then it starts growing indoors and gets real skinny at the top. And
it'd be a great word for a spelling bee. You know, spelling bee. Use it in a sentence. Etiolated.
Used to happen a lot to us in Michigan. You know, because you can't grow succulents outdoors all winter. Cactus, you've got to bring them in, and during the winter they just did not like it. So the best thing to do is to try to keep them dormant.
Well, thank you, Keith in Point Loma. I guess the general consensus, take it outside and maybe bring it in for a day or two if you want to enjoy it. Put it back outside.
You know, and then the other thing I'll hint with that is that whenever you're moving something outside, is to do it in a process. You know, don't just move it straight out into the full sun. You know, like John was saying, some people will grow a succulent inside or a citrus tree inside. And even a houseplant, I tell people, take them outside for a little while.
Acclimate them.
And then they get mad at me because they kill it and they put it out in the full sun the very first day.
And John has a great analogy for that. It's like being in the winter all year, and then summertime you can go outside without suntan lotion on.
Right.
That's right. You'll burn.
You burn.
Exactly.
Same thing happens to plants.
So gently put it outside, usually in a like a patio, some kind of shade-covered
undercover area. Undercover, right. Let it get used to the light.
Yeah. Right.
Or east side of the house where it gets morning light.
Mm-hmm.
Or even in the north side in the summer. You know, north side in the summer is still strong light, even though it's not direct sun.
Is it true that moss only grows on the north side of whatever it's on, a tree or whatever?
It's because it's usually the shady side.
Shady side, yeah. Like we talked about, east and west is sun. North and south is less so.
I tried to tell that to Janine when we were hiking through when we were in Portland. We were hiking through the mountains, but up there, the moss is growing all over the tree.
It's everywhere. Yeah,
it's everywhere. So
branches.
She was like, "I don't believe a word you're saying."
So much
right
of
now.
Your theory, buddy.
Yeah, moss does not grow on rolling stones.
It does not. No, I've never seen Mick Jagger with moss on him ever.
Well, I don't know. Have you seen him lately?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Between him and Keith Richards, they're going to just keep on going forever.
Oh, wow.
Anything going on in Facebook I haven't looked
at? Take a look at it, Tiger. What do you think? Anything new?
We got the spider mites, and we got the ants. Yeah, we're all caught up right now.
We talked about the additives, the soil.
Yep.
For Rick.
Yep.
Did you read my article that I wrote in the newsletter, Brian, called The amazing and wondrous giant impatience.
I did not because I'm always so captivated by that good-looking picture of you. I get as far as the picture and I go...
You know who took that picture?
Somebody took it of you on one of our trips.
My daughter did when we were in Italy. And it was...
it's like you're modeling. It's a modeling picture.
It was from a distance. My son used to be a model. I think I told you that,
yeah.
Right? My son, Joe.
I did for one summer years
you
ago.
You did?
Yeah.
You did,
yeah. Show my portfolio?
I don't think
it
you have.
It won't work anymore. It looks nothing like me.
Oh, man.
But anyway, that picture going back to Italy the first year we went, two years ago.
Yeah, it was a long-distance shot, but I just cropped that picture and put it in there.
And the best part about that picture is you didn't know that it was being taken.
I did not know
and
it was
being
taken.
And that's why it's a good picture. You didn't ham it up for the camera.
But anyway, enough about me, Brian.
Yeah.
What about this...
article you wrote.
You know, I was just thinking the title now, The Amazing and Wondrous Giant Impatience, kind of sounds like James and the Giant Peach. This
it
could
does,
be a children's
it?
Novel or children's story. But I've always been fascinated with this impatience. It's impatience mirabilis. And it actually grows into a small tree, even though it's an impatience. And apparently it's almost weedy. It comes up so easy from seed, but it's endangered because since it develops these woody trunks, like that would be great for bonsai and things, people go out and collect them in the wild. And they're really difficult to find. It took me 10 years to get this one that I've got. But if you get a chance, read the article. It's really interesting.
It is break time once again. We have one more final segment coming up, so we do hope you'll stay with us throughout the entire segment. 855-424-9825. John at GardenAmerica.com. We are broadcasting right here live, Biz Talk Radio.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a natural, slow, and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years, Milorganite. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the
the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Two minutes after the hour, 8 minutes away from the top of news coming up on many of these BizTalk radio affiliates. It is Garden America. Happy Saturday. Happy weekend to you. 855-424-9825. john@gardenamerica.com. Right there on Facebook with your questions and comments. And I think Tiger came across a Facebook question.
Yeah. So this came from Patty. And she was asking about the stevia plant, which is a herb. And people most... Or it's most common used for its sweetener aspect. It's kind of almost a natural, or sugar is natural too, but it's a sugar substitute. People will use it a lot because they can use less of it, and it's not, I guess, as
processed. And it doesn't cause cavities.
Doesn't cause cavities,
no
yet.
Calories.
And it's a little easier to grow than most people can't grow sugar cane. I think most.
Well,
people...
that's true too, but if you can have something with no calories, no tooth decay, and
still
twice
sweet.
Twice as sweet as sugar.
Yeah. And so she was asking about how to process it. And I think from my experience, the most common way people process it is they harvest the leaves, make sure they clean them well. They can either let them dry, or they can do it when the leaves are freshly harvested too, but kind of in a salad chopper or grinder, chop them up. And you can do two different ways. If you were to do dry leaves and you were to chop it up into a fine powder, you can actually use that as a sweetener in your foods or whatever you're going to use it in. But most people take it into a chopped form, process them by either using them as a tea, or there's another way to use alcohol to extract it and make it into a syrup. But most people use it as a tea, and then they take that liquid, the water after it, and then they'll use that in whatever they're trying to sweeten. Now, as John mentioned, I will go to say that when, say, it asks for a cup of sugar, you're going to want to use much less stevia. You're going to use only tablespoons of stevia to do the same sweetening aspect of it. And you're going to want to try it out a few times if you're doing it homemade to figure out for each batch how much you should use. But you're going to use much less of it whenever you're using it as a sweetener. But the key to it is to kind of have some nice, clean, dry leaves first, and then you can process it either into a powder or you can process it into a liquid. I think the powder is easier to do myself.
So.
But the liquid is also a way that I think you can store it longer.
All right, let's go to the phones. Randy in Redding has been holding very patiently. Randy, thank you so much. How can we help you? I guess you have a question about your tree, correct?
Yeah, hi. I have a locust tree, and it's missing part of the bark has fallen off. And the woodpeckers have kind of pecked at it there. And overall, it looks pretty healthy, but some of the branches are dying off. But I was wondering if there's anything I can do to keep that tree alive.
And so I want to be clear, this is a locust tree or a loquat tree?
Locust.
Locust, okay. And so, I mean, woodpeckers, you know, those are usually either...
Well, they're there to eat something.
I was going to say, they're
something's
they're
already
hunting,
there on the tree.
You know, either like a termite or grub in there.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, is probably going on. And, you know, it's kind of a cycle where they're damaging the tree at the same time they're ridding the problem of the tree. So you need to be able to maybe have an arborist come out and evaluate. Maybe you have a beetle or some kind of termite or something like that in the tree that if you treat, it's kind of like skunks. If you treat for the bug, the woodpeckers will go away.
Okay.
Yeah, the other thing to remember on the...
I have had an arborist come out.
Okay.
And they didn't say anything about, you know, the bugs being there. They didn't really explain why, except they said that maybe it wasn't getting enough water. It is on the south side of the tree, and there's a fungus growing there where it's died off. So that's all. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's exactly one of the things I was going to mention is that most locusts don't like the heat. And if you're in Redding, you're getting really hot summer days. And so if you don't have the supplemental water, you're going to have problems with the locusts. So what they told you about making sure that you give plenty of water during the summer is really important.
Okay, now I'm watering it 30 minutes a day. But the soil is a really hard clay, and I don't think it absorbs water very well.
You know, John and Bob's fertilizer makes a product called Penetrate. And you can go to their website. It's just johnandbobs.com. And you can order that Penetrate. If you put it around the tree, it will open up that soil so that water will penetrate it. Which is where the name comes from. And instead of watering every day, if you switch to twice a week for 30 minutes, that would be more than enough.
Okay. Now, should I paint that? Go ahead.
Well, you know, that might not be a bad idea to use a tree paint on the
sealer.
Yeah, on the side that is got the sunburn.
Yeah, I was going to say that because, you know, it's a wound in the tree, and basically what you have now is an infection with the fungal issue and all of that. So if you can almost clean out the wound by kind of getting rid of the fungal parts, whatever's growing on there, and then use a tree sealant, that'll hopefully stop it from coming back, which could hopefully close up and not allow it to spread as well.
You know, you mentioned you were watering it every 30 minutes a day. How are you watering it? Do you have sprinklers that are hitting the trunk?
Probably the Rainbird sprinklers, and they probably are.
Yeah, that's the other thing is you don't want to hit the trunk.
Do that.
So if there's a way that you can direct them away from the trunk, that'll help a lot.
Yeah, okay. I don't know how I can, but I'll work on that. Now, should I take the grass away from the trunk any distance, or like 2 feet, or?
Hey, you know what, Randy and John, we're running out of time here.
Well, I was just quickly going to say you can put it all the way up to within 6 inches of the trunk. Keep it 6 inches away from the trunk, and it'll be fine.
Hey, Randy, call us back or email John at GardenAmerica.com if you have any more questions about that. But he talked about the watering, the penetrate, johnandbobs.com, and 30 minutes twice a week, I think, is what we decided. Okay, that's going to do it. Tiger Palafox, you got it, buddy.
Okay,
Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco, I'm Brian Main. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Facebook viewers. Until next time, next weekend, get growing, America. Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.